Our next speaker up today, I had the chance at Susan Carver, and Susan is our newest Royal Diamond. I had the chance to meet Susan for the first time in San Diego, and my second time was in just recently in Orlando with the On the Move tour with Rick Murphy. And Susan is just a dynamo, Anika, and she is so bright and so intelligent, and most of all, she is so funny. She has the greatest sense of humor. She had me laughing uncontrollably yesterday during our test for the WebEx because no one could see me and she brought out a flashlight. Anyway, I've watched this girl in action and every single day she works to bring new people to the business and support the organization. She has a very strong Latin American business and, but she, you know, she works where she is and that's really important. She just, you know, where she is, she works. And Susan today is going to present her topic of just never giving up, but all the way from Orlando, Florida. Susan, are you there?
Hi, Colleen. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having me, and welcome to everyone that's listening all over the world. This is really exciting to move into the 21st century with this technology and be able to share the story faster about what we do. That's really important because when you have something good, you want to share it, and of course you want to share it faster than you're currently sharing it. So first of all, again, I'd like to be let you guys know how grateful I am to be invited. All the older gentlemen that I've been that I'm on the call with today have been role models of mine for many years in the business. All of the gentlemen that have come before me on this call and the gentleman that's wrapping up the call, we all got started about the same time, and their success was fast and big, and it was a huge shining model to me to help me form what I wanted to accomplish in this business and created my own life. So I thank all of you guys for being on the call and whatnot. But I want to thank Colleen especially for giving me this topic of never giving up. Kind of an interesting topic, and the reason I was excited to talk about it is I was recently on a call, a conference call being interviewed, and someone asked me the question. They said, you know what, you had ups and downs, and you had things at the beginning, and I'm sure things didn't go well. Did you ever stop to think about quitting? And I paused for a moment, and I said to the interviewer, I said, I have never, not for one second, in my entire Nikan career, ever thought about quitting. So the topic of never giving up is a very natural one for me, and I'm going to give you some ideas of how I formed that mindset, because that's all it is a mindset. You have to do some pretty wacky things to get thrown out of this company, because you are the president, and you are the owner of your own business. And so the fact of giving up, I kind of want to change the wording there a little bit. It's not so much about giving up as it is about firing yourself. If each of you truly see yourself as the president of your company, then when you close that company, you choose to fire yourself. It wasn't someone in upper management that decided to let you go, but you decided to close your business. And so from the beginning, I never had the idea or the notion that this was anything of an option to ever give up or fire myself. Another word, I guess, is the word quit. And just briefly on my background, it's a very boring background. I graduated from college. I worked at Walt Disney World, one of the biggest corporations in America. And I got to see that trading time for money was not what I wanted to do. I saw people that had been there 10, 12, 15 years that weren't living the kind of life that I'd even want. So why would I stay, I guess, on that ladder if these upper rings right here were anything that I was interested in? So I decided to go ahead and even take another path. And so fate brought me out to California. And I got into a car accident, and I was living out there in a rented room in Southern California. And almost 30 years old, with about $4,100 in the bank, wondering when or how my life was going to change. And the gentleman that spoke earlier, Mr. Herb Rapp, actually knew a gentleman that knew me. and invited me to come to look at this wonderful opportunity. And so I didn't think it was wonderful at the time. It was an inconvenience. I was going to watch Seinfeld that night. I said, okay, fine, I'll go. And so I went to be polite. And then what I heard and what I saw over the next hour was very powerful. But the thing that really got to me was the fact that this concept of never quitting is because early on in this business, and I think it's key for a lot of you that are listening and watching, is that you need to see that the people have gone before you. This one did it, that one did it, this one with a high school education, this with an eighth grade education, this one came from money, this one didn't come from money, this one had a great corporate job, this person was a housewife. All of those people, I kept seeing they were winning, and they were accomplishing what they wanted. And so why would I ever quit? Why would I ever fire myself? And why would I ever give up when I had complete control of what's going on? Meekin will pay you for every single person you bring into this business. So why would you stop? It isn't that they're going to stop paying us. Well, they just don't feel like it. No, they will pay you for every single person that you launch and get started and find in this business. So they're the manufacturer, and you're tied directly to them. They're the manufacturer, and you're the distribution outlet. And so the idea and the concept, like this gentleman that asked me on the interview, it's like, well, did you ever think about quitting? And it's like, absolutely not, because no one, think about this in your own life, who is going to take care of your financial well-being more than you? Is it going to be a job? Probably not, because you don't have control there. And so that was one of the things that really locked in with me early on. And when I saw people that were winning from all different types of backgrounds, I said, well, then they found a few people. And they found a few key people, and that's what they did. And one of the things that really helped me early on was one of the gentlemen that spoke earlier actually gave me a kind of a map to follow. And that map kind of looked like this. And that map was basically this. If you had six people that you brought in on your team, and they each, you helped and encouraged them to each make $2,000 a month, that's basically $100,000 a year. Well, half of that is $60,000. So if I can find three people on the planet that believe that alternative medicine is the way of the future, that these natural technologies of the earth energy and the sun's energy and the wonderful products that we have, if I can just find three people in the world that are get excited about this and like it and see the timing and the need in this healthcare system that we have, that's it. I have to find three. I have to find three. So there was, when I locked that into my brain, I said three people that will make $2,000 a month and I will never have to work for anyone for the rest of my life, because I didn't have a $100,000 a year lifestyle. I was living on less than $30,000. So I know 50, and I saw other people accomplishing that that started about the same time that I did. And so I just knew it was a matter of finding those three people. And I would not stop, and I would not be denied, because I knew it was three. And the potential of finding three people in the world, which is, I don't know, a couple of billion people, and know that this company is global, I just have to find three people on the planet that really like this. And if I serve them, if I empower them, and I share with them everything I know, and I make sure that they're plugged into the system, and they're meeting the other great, wonderful leaders in this company, and that they're learning from them, then why would this not work? Why would this not work if I just need three key people? And so that was one of the things that really encouraged me when I got started, is that why would I stop? Because on the other hand, the other alternative to finding the three was working for many years for someone else, that they could fire you at any time. They tell you what time to be to work. They tell you what time to take your lunch. They tell you when you can take vacation. And they tell you what they're going to pay you. And they can get rid of you at any time. So these are the things that I weighed, and I said, let's see, let someone else take care of me and my livelihood, or why don't I learn this system and find these people if I have to talk to 30 people, if I have to talk to 80 people? This is more valuable to me, my freedom. And I saw that this isn't 40 hours a week. This is not a 40-hour-a-week career, and I saw the opportunity for the freedom. So that's one of the things that really struck me when I got started, and that really helped me. The other thing that really helped me is to understand that people quit everything. So some of you on your team have people that have left the business, fired themselves. Again, fired themselves, that's what they did. That will happen, but it happens in every aspect of life. You have people that quit gym memberships, people that played a musical instrument, and they just stopped playing the musical instrument. But we know for an absolute guarantee that the people that quit the membership and that the people that have quit the music lessons or gave up golf, they're never going to achieve anything. So the saying is that a quitter never wins and a winner never quits is one of the most true and valid statements that there ever is. And so when I saw this, I was very taken back by the opportunity to have a little bit of control of my future and my destiny. And I didn't know when those leaders and those key people were going to come into my business, but I was guaranteed that if I didn't stop turning over the different rocks, that I knew that what I was looking for was under there. And so one of the things that I've just found recently is from Robert Kiyosaki. I know a lot of you are familiar with his book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which is a phenomenal read if you're one of the few people on the planet that hasn't read it yet. But he talks about something in his later book, really key. He said there's four types of people in the world, and I think this is really helpful, and hopefully you can shine from this. There's four types of people that you're going to meet as you share with them this meeting opportunity. Number one is the person that's always right. No matter what you tell them, no matter how you bring in the Dun & Bradstreet, and the company's 5A1 Dun & Bradstreet, the same rating as Coca-Cola, the same rating as GE, the same as McDonald's, they're not going to believe that this is an opportunity. He says because those people are always right. And once they have it for their mind made up on something, it doesn't matter how eloquent you are or how fact-laden you are, it's just not going to happen. And then the second type of people that you're going to run into are the people that are comfortable. And when you talk to these people, the idea of doing something else or not coming home for, 4 or 5 hours a night watching television until they go to bed, or 4, 5, 6 hours on the weekend, that makes them very uncomfortable. And so you're actually asking them to kind of come out of their comfort zone. And so those people are going to be a little resistant because that's just that they want, they're all about being comfortable, not about being fantastic, not about growth, not about expansion, but just remaining comfortable. And they will probably not join you in the business. The third area that this people of category, the people that have to be liked. And these are people that are total seasons to everyone else. And this one has to prove it, their person has to prove it, their husband, and their wives, and their friends, and everybody has to be on board before they'll make that chess move. And those people probably, as soon as they run into some people that aren't as excited about this, they'll probably leave. And the fourth group of category of person is the people that want to win. And they want to win at any cost, not going over your principles and your value system. But these are people that won't be denied. That they have a desire in their heart and their mind that is so big that they will not turn loose and any of it before they will accomplish what they want. And those are the people we're really looking for, the people that want to win. And so back in 1995, when I first saw this, I wanted to win. And when I saw the formula of what it was, that it was truly three people, three key people, and I could get out of that $30,000 a year job and then have some extra money for health insurance and some reinvestment back into my business for travel, and to have the freedom to be home. One of the most precious things to me, and if all of you are out there, you can, if you will, try to discover what is so precious and is valuable to someone, what is one of the most precious things in my life is the ability of my time freedom. My freedom to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, where, how much, when, those decisions are absolutely precious and key to me. And so this business matches that. And if I stayed on the path of Walt Disney World, they do not allow you to work from home and get paid a nice six-figure income. They don't do it. They don't have that option. That's not even an option. Okay? So at least in this business, I saw that there was a small potential. I knew it. And then that potential that I saw grew and grew and grew as I saw other people that started about the same time I did that were winning and that were getting what they wanted out of this business for many different things, not just time freedom. Some for financial security, some for mental stimulation, some to a recognition. There's a lot of things that motivate people in this business. So hopefully that'll help you, because that was really powerful to me, what Robert Kiyosaki said. There's the people that are right, so no matter when you talk to them, it's not gonna sway their opinion, because they're always right and their mind's made up in concrete. The number two is the people that are comfortable, that really don't want to do anything outside of that comfort zone. Don't worry, just move on. And the third type of people that have to have everyone's approval and, oh, God forbid, someone reject them or someone not agree with them, and they shrink back. The people that you're looking for are those people in that fourth category that want to win. And when you have someone that wants to win, then the whole world, it's like you've moved into a different business. And it's such a joy. So those are something you might want to look at. But just keep in mind that most people quit things, and they quit things because they just weren't that locked into it. And if you can lock people into what their dream is, then these people will hold on to that dream. My sponsor never had to encourage me, never had to bring out the pom-poms or, oh, come on, Susan, come on. Absolutely not. I had a clear vision of what I wanted. It was given to me. And then when I saw the leaders that were moving and advancing, I said, okay, they just got a company car. Oh, they just moved into the next speaker that's coming on. He's one of the first people that I saw get a company car. He drove it to Orlando, and he was so proud of it, and it was beautiful. And he started in a very small starter home. Well, he started ahead of me. He had a starter home. I lived in a rented room. And so when I saw people that were moving in ahead, just make sure that you see that the evidence is there if you're looking. And if you have the courage to find these people, they will appear. The other thing that to think in mind is that the people quit without having the skills in this business and the performance. You get paid in this business for having skills and performance. And the people that you're listening to today have developed their skills and have created performance. And that's what we get paid on. And so it's really a shame to have people fire themselves and quit this business before they had a chance to give themselves the skills. And the skills in this business are listening to people. The skills of this business is paying attention and noticing things. The skills is learning the compensation plan and how to explain it to people. The skills is knowing the product. So give yourself a chance to learn these skills. That's what I did. I made sure that I kept moving at the pace I was. I wasn't a rocket when I got started, but I just made sure that I was working on my performance and this business, and that I was growing as a human being, as we have in humans being more in this wonderful company. Couple of things here also of the advantages. I'll just kind of wrap up with this. There's some real advantages for not giving up and not quitting and not firing yourself, okay? Now, let me give you a couple of these advantages. These are other things that I locked into and I believed from day one. I believed in reproductive residual income, the idea that you start with one person and it becomes two and four, and yes, maybe two stops, and now you only have three, but those three then can become six and 12 and 14, and a couple of those fire themselves, and then we move on. I believed in reproductive residual income. I knew it was a way to create the freedom and that time freedom that I was looking for. So it was very important to make sure that you understand what kind of income you're looking for. If you're looking for a six-figure income a year, if you're looking for $100,000 a year, then you know you need at least six people on your team. They're earning about $2,000 a month. But the advantages of not giving up are very clear. And let me give you just a couple examples and to wrap up. This is one of my, I went down to Panama on Thanksgiving of 2001. And again, everyone thought I was a little crazy. Again, that's the part. I don't have to please everyone. I don't have to be liked by everyone. I made my own decision. So I went down to the country of Panama, not speaking Spanish, and not really knowing anyone down there. Had a few people I'd met on the phone, but that was about it. So met this lady right here. This lady right here came up to me, and she said, I'd like to be part of your business. And so that was in 2001. And then when I came back on another trip, she says, you know, I have a lady who owns an insurance business and I'd like you to go help me and talk to her about the business here in Panama. I said, sure. So they went over and we talked to this lady right here, and then she later then called her husband down to the office. And so they got involved, and this couple became the very first distributors of the year of the country of Panama. And then 2004 came, and the country of Colombia opened, and these people right here knew a couple of people in Colombia. And that person in Colombia I met in 2004 is this lady right here. And she had a very much of a win attitude, a very strong attitude, a single lady who had to take care of herself and, again, had no area to retreat. This had to work. She loved it, and she saw the opportunity and the potential there. And so I started working and meeting with her, and I'd go back down to Colombia, and she'd put me in front of other people, and we worked, and she'd grow, and she did a fantastic job. I can take almost no credit for that. A real strong person. Again, one of those people in that win category that says, I will win. I will win in this. I won't be denied. There are people that are interested in this. I have to find the courage to find them. And then what's so exciting is she calls me about a year ago and she says, I have some people in the country of Peru and I'd like you to meet with them when you go down to Peru. So I went down to Peru and met this lady named Diana. And this lady, Diana, right here, is 2012. And that lady right there, I met her in the country of Peru. That's her right there and her husband, Mr. Dennis, in Peru. And I sat down and I met with them and they said, wow, yeah, we like these technologies, we like what it does for other people, and we can see the residual reproductive income has been paid in long into the future for the work you did in the past. And it was so interesting to me because I sat in her living room 3 weeks ago and she's now a gold distributor. And she did it a year and a half faster than I did. And the feeling of what that feels like, have people that are in your network that are winning, that are, let's see, her check within 6 months was higher than my first year. It took me over a year to earn as much as she did in the same amount. And my highest check in a 1 month, it took me a year, it took her 6 months. And so it's so amazing to see people winning, that knowing that all of you have the opportunity to open the door for people that will come behind you. But none of those doors can be open. Absolutely none of them. If you quit, if you fire yourself as a president, it just doesn't work. So do yourself a favor. Do the people that you're going to meet down the road and do them a favor. And know that 2001, 2004, 2012, and I sat in those disproving ladies, the last woman I told you about, living room, and I said to her, I said, you know, we've got other countries to open. And she said to me, she goes, oh, I've already been to the next country. And I just looked at her and I was like, wow, this business is exactly what I thought it was. It was make sure that you raise your performance. Become the absolute best person that you can be at communicating with. And it will ripple out into countries, into people, lives that you will touch that you will never know. And I've been blessed to know a lot of my leaders, but there's probably, in my book of business here, there's over 800 and, well, 870 people at the silver level and above. And of these 868 people, 870, I think I probably know about 100 of them. So the question comes back. Why would I quit? Why would I fire myself? Why would I deny myself this opportunity to have residual reproductive income? And this suite right here, it was $400 and some I did in my business, and my business did over $1 million. So this is about having the courage to figure out what is it you want to create in this business, and then to go ahead and create it. But the advice, don't stop. Don't quit. Owe it to yourself to become a professional in this business and to raise your performance. And you will also have some of the things that you desire in your life and have the life you want to create. So thank you for your attention.
Wow. Thank you, Susan. That was incredible. We appreciate everyone's yelling. Your whole team's there. Everyone's screaming. I can hear them all the way from Irvine, California. Thank you. That was wonderful. And I love the slogan, winners never quit and quitters never win. Yeah, so I love that line. It's awesome. I hope people are taking notes on this one as well.